With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden heads to New Hampshire today to highlight lower prescription drug prices.
The president will appear with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in Concord, New Hampshire. The two have teamed up in the past to promote the capping of insulin prices and out-of-pocket costs for those on Medicare. Politically, New Hampshire is not one of the major battleground states, but the state relishes its independence and voters could buck the recent trend. Back in 2016, Donald Trump nearly won New Hampshire, losing by fewer than 3,000 votes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Kamala Harris may be missing out on some likely Democrat votes in Bibb County, Georgia, where more than 47,000 people live and are eligible to vote but don't. Mother's Nest founder Sabrina Friday says many of the mothers in her shelter just don't have the inclination.
They don't want to do it because they feel left out. They feel like nobody cares.
Former President Trump visiting Asheville, North Carolina on Monday to tour the devastation there from Hurricane Helene. He was asked by a reporter about the job the Democratic governor is doing.
I'm not hearing the good things about the governor here like I'm hearing about the governor in Georgia, as an example. I'm hearing the governor in Georgia has done a very good job, and I don't really know the governor here, but I'm not hearing that he's done a very good job. So that's the only thing I can say. And certainly you have all heard the same stories that we all hear, that FEMA has done a very poor job.
Trump's visit to Asheville comes 3 weeks after the area was devastated by Hurricane Helene. Continuing an October trend, former President Trump has widened his lead over Vice President Kamala Harris in the latest Rasmussen Reports daily tracking poll. The survey says Trump enjoys a 3-point lead now, 50-47%. It leads Harris among Hispanic voters, 49-45%. On Wall Street, all the major indexes, futures pointing sharply down. This is SRN News. A unique Bible for children.
Lifeway Christian Resources has released a special version of the scriptures designed to help youngsters with dyslexia. The CSB Grace Bible for Kids uses a special typeface that makes it easier for those who suffer with dyslexia to read. Lifeway President Ben Mandrell tells the Christian Post, quote, "Dyslexia shouldn't keep kids from reading the Bible. We want to help young readers interact and connect with God in a personal way through His Word." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has ordered Florida's Surgeon General to stop making threats against TV stations over a pro-abortion ad they've been running, a group campaigning for a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution, sued earlier this month over letters officials in the state's health department sent to TV stations. The letters claimed the ads contained dangerous and false information about state law and that the department could initiate criminal charges. This is SRN News. The Social Security Administration will be sending out the supplemental security income checks early for November to meet the requirement they be delivered by the first day of the month.
The program gives payments to those living with debilitating disabilities that may affect their income. This requirement for recipients to get their checks by the first of the month means that when the first day of the month falls on a weekend or holiday, the Social Security Administration issues SSI checks the business day prior.
And that's going to make them early in November. Americans hoping to leave an inheritance for the children face a major blow if Kamala Harris is elected. She means to allow a Trump tax exemption to expire, meaning the estate tax would kick in at a lower level, impact a greater number of families. The tax is especially hard on those families who own businesses, ranches, or farms. In those cases, the asset may have great value on paper, but not generate large cash flow. So the descendants would have to sell off the business just to pay the IRS. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.